Beginnt der Karin darf mir sagt, dass geht da mit sein, beginnt noch mit aber geht das nach der beginnt die Gemara, der Schlackisch zab in nafsh lo doy. Schlackisch hat mir up to these Lodin, to these cannibals. So he's points out können ja khazl mut, you have to say this was before he came back to the good path. As the Gemara tells us in Bamitzvah Pedal Merav, Mr. Malachi Masas Bas Mekokach must have been when he was the head of the bandits, because when he became the great Rosh Lakish, he would not have disgraced himself so much to do this story that the Gemara tells us. Next says Master begins the Gemara, Krisi Kari says, my belly is my pillow, which darkened her Elishka about Bitnam. Their norm was for them to lay on their belly or bit noi, as we find Kidamin Bazvachim, like Moses and Gibachim, that payment on. For Shlokash Rome, even Makshab is laying on his stomach and he was asking a question. You see, that makes sense that his stomach was his pillow. Next to Master begins the Gemara, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if someone sells his field to a non Jew, like Kerem, maybe Bikurim, he has to buy and bring the Bikurim. This is Rashi's Girsa, the Kansinle, that we penalize him lots of Likach Mimenu to go ahead and buy back the Bikurim from the Goy. Abakuli high Likansin and Likach Mimenu Lahafish Trumas and Mises. We don't penalize him so much to have to take back to separate the Trumas and Mises. Now, Mia Kosh Rabbein Tam is difficult to Rabbein Tam because the Gemara may say, the Gemara brings a proof, Mabi Yashkin Labi Tuchabim, that the non Jew has an acquisition that they took an oilim in. That, oh, because the rabbinic halacha of tikkun olam, then he has to, but there is a lie. But biblically not, obviously, because biblically there's a king of bikurim, and there's no requirement of bikurim. And that the question is, benali, where does the Gemara get this from? Based on what Rashi is saying, that you have to buy back, maybe the tikkun olam is on that you have to buy it back. So how would that prove that there's no bikurim? Maybe there is bikurim, but maybe it's not his obligation. So Ben Marin Tami says, no, the Rebbe Sfarim, most texts, Ligur Sinan Umevi Bevav. Doesn't have the Gersa Lekech Umevi Bekurim. Rachamah, what it's saying is, Kol Odom Lekech Mimenu, any person who buys from him, Lekech is Mevi Bekurim, reason to Bekurim. Lishna Meichel, Lishnacha, doesn't make it the Meichel or someone else. Turns out, yeah, it's nothing to do with the Meichel per se, according to this Gersa. It's whoever buys it back is the one that we, for taking an item that we made, that he has to take the Bekurim. He has a different Girsa, but where really the Mefarshim explained the Girsa should be Halaikha. That, in other words, it's on the Meicher, but it's specifically if he buys it back, then he has to go ahead and bring the Bikurim. So again, you couldn't say then the Tikkunam is on the Likach, because according to this Girsa, there is no requirement for him to buy back. If he does, then he has to. Then he has to give the Bikurim and Bechim Yerushalmi, so therefore that's what the Gemara was able to prove, that obviously that Yesh Ken Leit Kechavim to remove the obligation biblically of the Bikurim. Next, this has to begin the Gemara. Rabba says, Avgishin King Yerushalmi says, even though no Ken Leit Kechavim Eretz Yisrael, to remove Kimon Eim Aisa, like it says, Kibirat Kibirat Yerushalmi, but it's a Ken Leit Kechavim to the Dig Bayer Sheikh Baruch, etc. Now, really, is that true that they don't have a Ken in Eretz Yisrael to Bimafkia? From Maisa, but says what the time they love this we learned previously in the Brisa Memgalon Beis. That says Avad Bishas Yisrael Nimusai. Even when the Jew did his custom of taking somewhat of rights of the payers of the field that the non-Jew had given him in the non-Jew's field, we said but to the Maisa. So you see, obviously I'm a Yesh Kenyan. Obviously there is Kenyan Lev Gacham Demavki Maisa, and therefore as long as the Jew didn't fully take it back. It's going to be potter from Meiser. So how's the rabbi saying that there's no Kenyan? So ikalogma besoya. So Tzitzis actually you could say that that's case by Syria. Like the Gemara is going to say later on that by Syria you could say that yeah they could be mafkia from kedush hasagatz. Now what do you do by hida shel? The Gemara b'mitzvah of kafal menat the makabel said that by Syria someone accepts as a kablan as a worker his father's field from the non-Jew. Shalach is ma'asav neisimli. That he has to give ma'aser on that field, and then he gives it to the non-Jew, but he has to separate ma'aser first. But dochi lahasam, and the Gemara rejects over there the loyim yesh kinyan, that there is a kinyan, because there's a different discussion. I've explained the Gemara's having the maskana, but you see that there is a kinyan from the akum to remove it. So after Mishadich Emes, although the rejection is true, like the Digimar's Dik over there is Medinokat, Meitzik, and the fact that we explained specifically that case of when you have someone who extorted that field, Kamakum Rai Gemur Leka, but it's not a full fledged proof. And Lo'il Matsil Lameimer, Rabbi could still say there's Sava in Kenyan. That there's no Kenyan. In other words, it's not a full fledged proof. So it's not a rejection from Rabbi from over there. Now, even though that it seems like that's the reason why it said the case made sick, but Mefarshim explained that you could explain it for different reasons too. Now, Mir Ashkhan Meir. Now, how would we do find Reb Meir, the somebody that he holds yesh kinyan, that there is a kinyan? So the Rabbi is saying there's no kinyan, but Rabbi holds it yesh kinyan to be mafkiy from the kedusha. And we find this verse in Perikam that avoid this on daf chafav malaf. Dama that he says that ein machshirin maskiyin lehen sodas, you can't rent to the non-Jews fields. So the mafkiy lumen meiser is because you can remove it from the achiva meiser, because the chazman shisha yisrael, as long as the Jews, kol mishah zayr, whoever plans to have a meiser is obligated meiser. Because I'm not the chazman, you sell to non-Jew, zayr a potter, if whoever plans is going to be potter, because the yesh kinyan, because there is a kinyan, that he's mafkia from Kedusha Sarat. Because the E ain't Kenyan. Because if you think that there's no Kenyan, so in Zuhafka, so that's not considered like removing it from the Halacha Maisamash. In of Kacham, so he's addressing a question. He says, like, you would say, oh, maybe it's not mafkia the Kedusha. It's just, maybe there's no Kenyan, but just, he's in his answer, he's saying the question. In Zuhafka, it's not removing it, Mashin of Kacham Maasekarka Hachayabas. That, well, yeah, it's simply removed because he's not just going to do it. But maybe the Kedusha is still there. That's his obligation. No, it's not true because that's not part of the Gemara. Somebody buys now, I'm not giving a mezuzah. What do you do with a house? How you let her into my house? It's also removing from a mezuzah being put up. It's not a mezuzah. That's not in the object of the house. That's the obligation when the lives there. It's like it's a removing it. So you see that if there was no Kenyan, then you wouldn't be able to of the guy to remove the kedusha. Then that wouldn't be afka, like just like not putting a mezuzah and not separating ma'isa would not be considered afka. It has to be that obviously yeshkin. Now, bother me. This Rebbe says in Menachos Abesam of Bombay's that termin mishal abikachav malshal Yisrael that you could take truma from a non-Jew on Yisrael. What do you mean? Didn't we just say that Rebbe holds that there's no kedusha sa'aretz? For Trumas and myself, how could you separate that on the Jews? Hasamari, there is Toma Kesha Godlu Beyad Yisrael. It actually grew in the possession of a Jew. Therefore, the Gemara explains that that's exactly why the Machlik is regarding this, the smoothing of the pile of a non Jew, and not the Halacha of Yeshkinyan, because it's not true. That's not what it comes down to over there, because, like we're saying, it's about in whose possession did it grow. Some Gersos have the text over here, Mi Risham the Prick and Mashman the Sabra May Inkinin, who Polygal Al Tamachalan, which disagrees with our Gemara, who were proving holds Yeshkin. Now, Bhipar Chacho, the Gemara asked over here, Little Balaza. Truth is, how much the Gemara could have just answered, and no Damaker Meir, hold the Meir. I'm trying to shop it, but it just answers all the questions of them anyway, because Rabbi Loza holds not like Rabbah. He holds that Yeshkin. So the Gemara answered the question. We just said like a mayor that we just prove holds Yeshkin, but yeah, we answer the questions anyway, even if it's not like that. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara. Ma'asa b'digunta b'leidigun b'digachava. So the machlek is regarding, like we're saying, if this kedusha sa'aretz by the akum. So the question is when it says the guncha your grain that one of them holds that when it says digunta the word dagun could be a digun is the smoothing of the pile, not the smoothing of the pile benanju. Now, Matthias Petrakonish Master from Rashi interpretation sounds like the Hobahataya, that one's dependent on the other. In other words, the Lagab Domain Kinyakon, the rabbi that says that there's no Kenyan for an Akum to remove Kedusha Sa'aretz, even when the non-Jew owns it, there's still a halach of Trumas and Isis. Yeah, so Vidarsh Digun, Chabalay Digun Abikachavim. So he darshans, yeah, nothing to do with whose grain it is, even his grain would be Chayv. It's just who's smoothing out the pile. That Isla Hilz, Miduch Abikachavim Paiter, that if the non-Jew smooths out the pile, it's going to be exempt. Whereas the Rebbe Loza that he says yesh kinyan, that there is a kinyan. So v'darsh digon chob lo digon abikom. It's about whose grain it is. Because his grain, yeah, would not have the halacha of Trumas HaMaisis. So isla he holds the meruch abikom in the paiter. So yeah, so then the smoothing itself would not exempt. That's how it sounds like from Rashi. That's interdependent. But so it's a question difficult because the kam t'nam nechlekub be meruch abikom. We have many t'nam who disagree regarding the halacha of the smoothing of the non-Jew. Then if that's the case, call us in t'nam nami nechlekub yesh kinyan ben kinyan. According to Rashi, it depends on one and the other. It would come out that they're disagreeing if there's a kinyan for akum in Eretz Yisrael or not. But that's pushing it, because the Rabbi Rav Loza nechlu befukat the dechalan tanoi. It comes out that the machlokes of Rav Rav Loza is the machlokes of all the machlokes tanoi. But in more, but the mashmim machlokes sounds like not the peri gibishim all the samach zayim rav the kula tanoi darish digun chabad digun. It sounds like every tano actually darishes this halacha at digun. You're smoothing it out and not the smoothing of the non-Jew. But vilem man the bechayim meruach abikachavim, and even one who holds that. What do you mean? Even when the non-Jew smooths, it is gemichayev. That's not because he doesn't hold the drash. It's only because he darshans that it's an exclusion after an exclusion. because the trade the gun chitzibit says two times the word the gun chos, so you could so it's larabis. But if not for that, everyone agrees to this drasha. But according to Rashi, it sounds like that they're disagreeing if you make this drasha or not. So l'kachner rather says it appears the rabbi of Elazar asukul kulam. Actually, they're not going to be machleik tanoim this machleik zamaram. They could both be like everyone. But darsh nam rabbi Elazar digunchu like digun av kachavim. Rabbi Elazar also darshens this drasha of digun like digun av kachavim. Midichsib in the fact that says the guncha because yeah, although he holds the guncha v'loy dogun akum on the grain, but he could also digun v'loy dogun akum because if all he was trying to say was dogon, it should have said tibuascha. From the fact when it says b'chsib the guncha b'chsib tibuascha, that's come to teach us that the b'chsib tibuascha. If it would have said your grain in tibuah habadoshin shabin amit tibuascha b'tibuascha b'chabim, because makom darsh nam the guncha b'digun b'chabim like said digun chabehedya. It didn't say digun. It says dogon to tell you digun, but if it was only coming to tell you digun, then it should have said only. It should have said tiguncha. Why say tiguncha to tell you both of these halachas? But then it says, "Don't tell me to say kiyeh the dishin negabed tiguncha." Just like Yudarshan regarding the digun, lema the mechayev according to one holds that you're obligated by miru chavik chavim, even when the non-Jews move the job because imirach midal el rabbis. It's because it's double exclusion. It's actually coming to include the digun of the chavik chavim. So chenam and yidush gabed tiguncha, and actually should also include his grain too. Why is in the gun chavik dagan abik chavim? So the fact it says two times should be actually including his dog. It's not for everything. It's going to be remember something. It's going to be remember the digun and not the doggone with his actual grain. And therefore, that will be excluded. And that's the halacha of being mafkiyat from the Kedushas Maisa. What do you think? But when he was mafkiyat, do you think it was with the intention of the non-Jewish guy who was taking it? I says, what the pleaker be a commercial like a Bishami to pay above the necessity to pay it if could be so like Chabim. If someone stumps, makes something only for Jewish people, not for non Jews. Hefker says it's going to be considered Hefker. So you see, it is Hefker. And if it's Hefker, so that itself should be Mafkiyat from the Allah of Meiser because Hefker is part of Meiser. So why would we say that this guy who get it from the non Jew would be Chayib? So it says, Hanmili, when do we say this? Kishakalei Yisrael. Only if this hefker that he made for Jews and not for non-Jews, and then the Jew takes it, that's the machlekes, is that hefker or not? When the non-Jew takes it, hefker b'toyesu, that's erroneous hefker, ben hefker, and wouldn't be quote-unquote hefker, and therefore it would not be pater from Maisa.